Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. And another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy, and you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Madeline Dodge, who has an intense dislike for Penny Gibbs, was delighted to hear that wealthy Carrie Carlton hired Penny only because the job may mean trouble. All Penny knows about the job, however, is that her duties will be secret. Penny has not yet received her first assignment, and today, being Nora's day off, she says...
Nora?
Hmm?
You come here a minute?
Sure.
Are you going to your father's farm today?
Oh, yes, I am, Miss Gibbs. Freddie's going to drive me out. We're going to paint the inside of the barn.
The whole inside?
Uh-huh.
Good heavens, that sounds like an awful job.
Oh, we're not going to try to paint it all in one day. We're just going to do as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be finished for over a week yet.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Mm-hmm.
Nora.
Yes?
I hate to do this to you on your day off, but I'm expecting a phone call from Mrs. Carlton today.
Mm-hmm.
She said she'd phone and that it might be urgent. I hate to ask this, but...
Oh, you'd rather I didn't take the day off today, Miss Gibbs?
Well, no, especially not since you're going to help your father and Freddie at the dairy, but could you have Freddie drive you into the general store sometime this afternoon and phone me?
Sure.
I might have to ask you to come back early.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. I won't go at all.
No, no, I want you to go. I probably won't ask you to come back to town when you do call this afternoon. But I just thought that it might be safer.
Oh, golly, Miss Gibbs, I won't mind at all. I'll probably be so tired of painting by noon today, I'll be hoping you want me to come back.
Well, I hope I don't have to ask you to. Nora?
Mm-hmm.
You dressed warmly enough?
Oh, sure, Miss Gibbs.
It's awfully cold out.
Oh, I'm used to the cold. Besides, there's a heater in the truck.
The truck?
Mm-hmm.
What truck?
Oh, one of the trucks Daddy and Freddie bought for the dairy. Oh, you didn't know they have two beautiful trucks. You should have seen them when Freddie first bought them. Freddie says he's sure they were hit by a train.
Oh, for goodness sakes, why did your father and Freddie buy them?
Well, they weren't quite as bad as Freddie said at first. Only one of them wouldn't run. He had to tow it out to the farm with the one that did work. Oh, Daddy was so mad at first. He said he was going into the dairy business with Freddie, not the junk business.
Oh, no. Well, why did Freddie buy such a terrible wreck?
Oh, he wanted to save money. Daddy wasn't mad for very long. The next day, he had both the trucks running perfectly, and then he took a hammer and straightened out all the bent fenders and the doors,
mm-hmm.
and he and Daddy painted them, and he looked just super.
Oh,
there's Freddie now.
In one of the trucks?
Yes. Oh, couldn't you tell by the funny horn? It's the only thing Freddie hasn't fixed so far in this one. Come to the door and look at it, Miss Gibbs.
All right, Nora.
Here, I'll...
No, don't open it, Nora. It's too cold to stand in an open door.
Oh, sure.
I'll just push back the curtain and see just as well. Well, Nora, that looks like a lovely truck.
Isn't it just super? Daddy and Freddie have two of them.
Is it going to be just all white like that? Or are you going to have the name of the dairy on it?
Oh, they're going to have the dairy name on both the trucks, but they haven't decided what to name it yet. Do you have any ideas, Miss Gibbs?
No, Nora, I don't, but you better hurry. Freddie's waiting.
Oh, yes, and he'll be mad if I don't hurry, too. You'll try to think of a super name, won't you, Miss Gibbs? The only one we have now is Freddie's.
Well, what does Freddie want to name it?
The CCC Dairy.
The CCC Dairy?
Mm-hmm.
What do the three C's mean?
Cow's Country Club.
Oh.
Isn't Freddie silly, Miss Gibbs?
Yes, Nora, yes. And he's also getting impatient. I can tell by the way he's blowing that horn. Better hurry out.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye. And have a nice time, Nora. And don't forget to phone me this afternoon.
Well, Nora, how do you like the way this buggy rides, huh? I'm some fixer-upper, ain't I?
Oh, the truck's just super, Freddy.
I got a name for it, you know.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
What'd you name it?
Jess. In fact, I got names for both the trucks.
Well, what are they? Oh, crickets, I can't guess. There's so many names.
No, no, not with me there ain't. There's just two names. You see, this truck's name is Nora, and the one out at the farm is called Gibbsy.
Oh, Freddy, that's sweet.
Sweet nothing. I'm just trying to keep my luck, that's all. I did all right with a couple of dames named Nora and Gibbsy before, so I figured
I'll
just...
Oh, but Miss Gibbs' name isn't Gibbsy.
Huh?
It's Penny.
Oh, no, not to me, kid. It's still Gibbsy. And that's the way it's going to stay, too. Yes, sirree. In fact, I... Hey, hey there, Nora. What's the matter with you, huh?
Nothing's the matter with me. I didn't do that. The truck did.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to the truck. Her name is Nora, too, remember? Now, come on, Nora. Be a good old girl now and don't bust a gasket on me. Come on. Let's go. Well, I'll be...
Well, fixer, can you fix this, too?
Oh, sure. Sure I can fix this, Nora.
Nora? Now who are you talking to, me or the truck?
You. Hey, just sit tight, will you, kid? I'll take a look under the hood and see why this rattle trap quit rattling.
What do you think's the matter?
Oh, it's probably nothing much. Right now, the trouble is that I can't even get this hood to go up.
Well, you did that all right. Can you see what the trouble is yet?
Are you kidding? Hey, what do you think runs these crates around anyway? A rubber band? You know, Nora, an engine's really got a lot of stuff in it. Oh, I guess this is the trouble right here.
Can you fix it?
Yeah, sure, sure. I can fix this up in a jiffy. I'm a real fixer-upper, I am. Now, let's see. There. Guess that's got it. I hope. Now, we give it just another push for good measure. There. Guess that did it.
What was the matter, Freddy?
Well, there's a washer on the... Oh, you wouldn't know if I told you. There, I guess we can get going again now.
Why wouldn't I know if you told me, Freddy? You think I don't know anything about motors?
Nope. And I don't want you to know nothing about them either. Yeah. You see, motors is one thing that I do know about, and I don't want you someday telling me all about that too, Nora.
Oh.
You see, I gotta be the boss of you in one department at least. Is that okay?
Okay. Are you going to be the boss of the painting, or am I?
Well, let you take the low boards, and I'll take the high boards.
Oh, sure, and you'll drip paint in my hair.
No, I won't. Hey, you can wear my hat.
A lot of good that'll do. Your hat.
Okay, then. Guess the best idea is to paint standing side by side, huh?
Oh, crickets, Freddy. I didn't think you were ever going to say that.
Catch you. Or would it be better to say, hey, look who's got you?
Hello?
Hello, Miss Gibbs?
Yeah?
Oh, this is Nora, Miss Gibbs. You told me to call you this afternoon.
Oh, yes, Nora, I'm glad you did. I'm afraid I have bad news for you.
You want me to come back right away?
Yes, if you can.
Oh, Cricket, sure, Miss Gibbs. Freddie and I have done so much painting, I don't think we'll ever be able to look at a paintbrush again.
Well, I hope you had a good time just the same.
Oh, yes, we did. And guess what, Miss Gibbs?
Huh?
We've had Daddy and Freddie's two trucks named after us.
We have?
Yes. One is named Nora. That's the one you saw, you know, out in front of the house?
Yeah, I remember.
And the other one at the farm is named Gibbsy. It has a flat tire.
Oh, no.
Oh, golly, what I said.
Well, I'm sure I don't mind if my namesake has a flat tire, as long as I don't have to fix it.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Miss Gibbs.
I'm awfully sorry.
Well, you needn't be, Nora.
Oh, but I am. And Freddie and I will be in right away to make up for it.
Well, look, don't let Freddie drive too fast.
Oh, no, I won't, Miss Gibbs. Goodbye.
Bye, Nora.
Freddie?
Yep.
Miss Gibbs, meet me at the house right away, so we better start back to town right now.
Well, come on, Gibbsy. Tell us what it's all about, will you?
Well, I'll tell you what I can, Freddie. You better put another log on the fire. It's dying a little.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure thing.
Oh, am I in the way, Freddie?
No, that's all right, Nora. I can get it. There. Guess that'll practically roast us right out of the house. Okay, Gibbsy, let's go. Spill it.
All right. Well, I received a phone call from Mrs. Carlton this afternoon, just as I expected.
Yeah, yeah.
And my job is going to be a little different than I imagined.
Huh?
Something you don't like, Miss Gibbs?
Well, I won't know until I've done it a few times, Nora, but I'll have to be away once in a while, out of Rossville, I mean. And sometimes the trips will keep me away overnight.
Gibbsy, what's this Carlton dame making out of you anyway, a traveling salesman?
Oh, no, Freddie. I just have to run certain errands for her. That's what I have to do this afternoon. That's why I need you here, Nora. I'm sorry.
Oh, Crickets, it's all right, Miss Gibbs.
Yeah, sure it is, Gibbsy. That's okay. But, where do you have to go this afternoon?
I can't tell you.
Can't, huh? What is this?
It's very important that the whole affair is secret, that's all, Freddie. And I want both of you to promise me something very faithfully.
Yes?
Don't ever tell anyone that I'm working for Mrs. Carlton.
Why not?
Because it's forbidden, that's all.
Forbidden? By who, the Carlton Day?
You can consider it forbidden by me, Freddie. Now promise me you will you?
Oh, sure.
And Nora, will you remember never to tell anyone I'm working for Mrs. Carlton?
Yes, Miss Gibbs, I promise.
Good. I know you won't go back on your promise, either one of you. So, if you'll excuse me, I'll get my hat and coat.
Oh, Nora.
Yes?
Don't wait dinner for me. I'll be very late.
All right, Miss Gibbs. What's the matter, Freddie?
What's the matter? I don't like what Gibbsy's doing. That's what's the matter. Hey, look, Nora. Don't wait chow up for me either, will you?
Freddie, where are you going?
Where? I don't know yet. But wherever Gibbsy's going, I think I'm going to be going there too, Nora. Because, you know, there's something screwy going on here. And I'm going to find out just what it is.
So, Penny is going on a mysterious errand for Mrs. Carlton. Why must her work remain secret? And will Freddie help Penny by following her? Or get her into trouble? What will Freddie find out? And what is Penny doing for the wealthy Mrs. Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. And it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu. For beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now your local announcer.